Aloha, and welcome to this update on operations at the Navy's Red Hill Bulk Fuel Storage Facility. Today, we're joined by Dana Fujimoto, a Supervisor Environmental Engineer with the Naval Facility Engineering Systems Command, Hawaii. She'll be offering some additional information and insight into soil vapor monitoring. The explanations she provides today will supplement existing Red Hill audio cast files pertaining to the Navy's soil vapor monitoring program, which can be found on the Navy's Red Hill website. So Dana, for those people who are not familiar with the term soil vapor monitoring, could you please provide a brief explanation of what soil vapor monitoring is and how it relates to underground fuel storage tanks?
Sure. But to give better context to the importance of soil vapor monitoring, I'd like to first explain the federal release detection regulations governing underground fuel storage tanks, or USTs. Beginning in the mid-1980s, Congress passed a series of laws to protect human health and the environment with regards to USTs. Among these measures were regulations put into place on regulated USTs and their associated piping to prevent releases and subsequent contamination of the soil and groundwater. These rules require that owners and operators of USTs include release detection technology, corrosion protection, and spill or overflow protection at the time the tank was installed. The regulations also included provisions that USTs installed prior to December 22, 1988 were required to be retrofitted with release detection, corrosion protection, and spill or overflow protection capabilities. Soil vapor monitoring is just one of the release detection systems that UST operators have in place to satisfy federal release detection regulations and requirements.
Dana, thank you for providing that explanation. That helps me understand soil vapor monitoring as it relates to USTs. But exactly how does soil vapor monitoring work?
Soil vapor monitoring uses strategically placed mesh soil vapor implants to measure for the presence of volatile organic compounds, or VOCs. The VOCs could be from fuel that may have been released from a UST and or its associated piping network. So here's how it works. When fuel is inadvertently released from a UST into the subsurface soil, very tiny pockets of air between the individual grains of soil allow the fuel to seep into these spaces. As you know, when you are at the gas station filling gas, the fumes you smell are the fuel vapors volatilizing into the air. So similarly, fuel that gets into the soil volatilizes into fuel vapors just into much tinier spaces. These fuel vapors can migrate through the soil. That's where the strategically placed soil vapor implants come into play. When the soil vapor implants intercept these fuel vapors in the soil, that's an indication of a potential release from a UST or piping.
So Dana, can you please explain what happens when a mesh soil vapor implant intercepts fuel vapors?
Sure. Fuel vapors intercepted by a mesh soil vapor implant are pumped through tubing and measured at a ball valve with a portable field instrument or with permanently installed equipment. A detection of fuel vapor above a certain or specific level provides a signal that there's a possible fuel release from the UST or piping. A signal from the soil vapor monitoring system is an indicator that is similar to the check engine light on a vehicle. It provides notification to the operator that there's a potential issue that should be further assessed. When your check engine light goes on, there are various things that can be checked that would be the cause for the light going on. For soil vapor monitoring, actions following that check engine light indicator could include checking the tank's fuel inventory, reviewing tank records, evaluating construction activities, and evaluating the tightness of the system.
So Dana, before we wrap up for the day, is there anything else you'd like to add?
Yeah, based on the supplemental soil vapor monitoring information I have provided here, I would encourage everyone to log on to the Navy's Red Hill webpage and listen to the Navy's Soil Vapor Monitoring Program update provided by Ms. Susan Lohr. The explanations I have offered today should help people have a better understanding of Ms. Laura's audiocast regarding the Navy's soil vapor monitoring program.